Here's Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello, mate.
How going, Darren? You well?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Okay, so obviously it's a disappointment that the Jackies didn't go on to take it to a fourth game, but Sydney were very good.
Oh, they were, yeah. There's no doubt that, you know, the best team of the year, the most talented team, has won NBL 22. So yeah. Full credit to them, but take nothing away from our guys. And as you saw the other night, Darren, losing a couple of guys, two of our important starting five players in Fab Krystalvic and Jack McVay before the game, and Matt Kenyon only be able to play 5 minutes. Just goes to show they fought tooth and nail until the very end. So, cannot say any more about this team. Hopefully they can stick together. Obviously the imports are the only ones that aren't re-signed for next year, and that conversation will take place over the coming weeks. Speaking of Jared Best, on the way home yesterday at the airport, he's adamant that he wants this whole team to stick together. That's what's got them to this point, I guess, that... You know, they haven't been the most talented bunch, but they've been the best people, and they all get on so well together, and I think that's a big part of why they've had the success that they've had.
Yep, well said, and you're exactly right. And Northwest Thunder in NBL 1, they hit the road this weekend. They've got games in Victoria. I think it's Dandenong and Waverley, so good luck to the Thunder. All right, AFL, Leon Cameron's pulled the pin. Not really a surprise.
No, look, he's been there a while, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And, probably harshly dealt with a little bit as far as media commentary goes. He's done a wonderful job, I think, since he's taken over there. When he did, obviously, come to the grand final in 2019. Probably should have won the grand final, or got to the grand final at least in 2016. They were probably the best team in 2016, but the Bulldogs had that fairy tale run. And his win-loss record, I haven't actually looked at it the last couple of days, but I'm sure it's pretty good. So I'm sure he won't be lost to footy. And who replaces him now will be a really interesting, won't it? Alistair Clarkson's name's obviously been thrown around. And he'd be an ideal candidate just to lock in there. Obviously, with the list demographic, and he wants to win another flag. So I think he'd be closer to that GWS than the Gold Coast anyway. So that'll be an interesting watch over the coming weeks.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Clarko there. The AFL push for a Tasmanian team takes its next step tomorrow with a website going online, believetasmanian.com.au, and you'll see a commercial on that website, and we can put our names to that. So they've got Clarko selling the cause. Also, the Revolt boys were on Fox last night talking about it as well. It's starting to take momentum.
Yeah, absolutely. This is our last push, isn't it? Let's be honest. So we need to make it as good as we can, and that's what this will be about. Getting Tasmanians to sign up to this website to show we're all behind the push, and we'll hear from some of the greats. I think Brendan Gale's done a piece. I think David Noble's done a piece. Tim Lane, all these big named Tasmanians that have been behind this push for so long will feature in these commercials and things, and really looking forward to it to see how it all plays out, because this is our August is going to come around pretty quick, Darren. We need to be ready to go, and hopefully we get the right result.
Yeah. All right, so that's believetasmanian.com.au, goes online tomorrow. Check that out. Right, what's happening in TSL?
Yeah, we've got some big games this weekend. Obviously, Launceston's back after its shock loss to Lawndale. They had the bye last week, but they're at home to North Hobart tomorrow afternoon up at Windsor Park. North Launceston host Glenorchy. That could get quite ugly, that game. Glenorchy's really having a tough time of it at the moment, and the Tigers are at home to Lawndale. So we're back to the second round of meetings, if you like. Every team's played each other once now, so we go again, and Clarence has the bye. So Tigers and Lawndale will be a cracker, though, at the Twin Ovals. So really looking forward to that one. It's probably the game of the round tomorrow.
All right, let's go to round ball. So A-League, where I know we have two different titles that you can win. So it's the team that finishes top of the ladder after home and aways, but then they do have a semi-finals and final series. So where are we up to with that?
Yeah, so Melbourne City won that. They won by a point. It was really tight against their cross-town rivals, Melbourne Victory, in the end. So 49 points to 48. So that was a thrilling finish. So they're through to the, I'm not sure what they call them, but the prelim finals, if you like, or the semi-finals, I reckon they'd be called. And then we've got the other games this weekend to see who they'll meet. So Western United host Wellington Phoenix. You'd expect Western United to win that one. They had a really good year and probably just dropped away a little bit in the back half. And Adelaide United and Central Coast Mariners in the other elimination final. That's on Sunday. So tomorrow and Sunday, the two big games. So we'll see who meets Victory and City in the semi-finals next week.
Yeah. And Devonport Strikers are at home tomorrow as well at Valley Road. Good luck, Strikers. Oh, before you go, Cricket Tasmania released their men's contract players yesterday. So no real surprises there. Peter Siddle's added another year to his contract.
So it wasn't too much change apart from Payne, and I don't think he could be offered a contract. You saw on mental health leave from Cricket Australia. So I think that's the line there. The one for me that's interesting, Darren, is Billy Stanlake, recruiting him now. We've got an enormous amount of depth in our bowling ranks, even before he arrived. Obviously, with Gabe Bell and Sam Rainbird and Peter Siddle and Jackson Bird and Lawrence Mills-Smith, and there's probably a few others I haven't even thought of. To bring Billy Stanlake in is a real interesting move, I reckon. So we'll see how that plays out. He's had his injury concerns as well over the journey. So how he fits in will be really interesting.
Yeah. All right, mate, thanks for that, and we'll catch you on Win TV tonight from 5:30. Oh, on the Water Boys tomorrow. Who's on?
Plenty. Obviously, we've got the Rugby Union World Cup here, which was announced overnight. It's coming in 2027, 2029 for men and women. And about to go and catch up with Lottie Dakiri, the Wallaby, former Wallaby, of course. So I'll try and get a grab with him and play that tomorrow morning as well as the Jack Jumpers and we'll review their season AFL, all sorts of stuff going on.
All right, Water Boys with Brent tomorrow morning from 10 o'clock, following Martin's sports show from 8 o'clock. Thanks, mate. Catch you on the TV tonight.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers.